Coast Radio News for January 1st, 2021. I'm George Henry. Two more cases of COVID-19 have been reported for the Florence area as the count grows to 86. The numbers came in early yesterday morning, and a new report is expected out today. Florence has seen almost daily increases over the past 2 weeks, and many days have been multiple cases. Lane County continues to have its struggles containing the virus, with the majority of cases originating along the I-5 corridor in Eugene, Springfield. Lane County is reporting 5 more hospitalizations for a total of 42, and 4 of those cases have been transported to the intensive care unit. Even with the increase in local cases, the state is reporting an overall drop in new cases, citing a 22% decrease from the previous week, marking the 3rd consecutive week with a decline. Positive test rates, hospitalizations, and reported deaths have also declined. Taking a look at the big stories now for 2020 as we step into the new year, it was the biggest story of 2020, the coronavirus that originated in Wuhan, China, and made its way around the globe and affected every country. The U.S. was majorly impacted, with approximately 20 million people being infected and almost 400,000 deaths. From coast to coast, the virus forced local, state, county, and city governments to react. Initially, schools were closed and some businesses were shuttered as the virus took hold on communities. But numbers began to subside in the early summer months, but some warned about a resurgence like the one that occurred during the Spanish flu outbreak in 1918. And that's exactly what happened. As many communities planned for at least a partial return of students to the classroom, numbers began to rise quickly, and new cases were followed by an increase in deaths related to COVID-19. Pharmaceutical companies rushed to give the public hope with the development of several vaccines, and by year's end, 2 companies had been approved for distribution in the U.S., with a 3rd company approved in Great Britain. Pfizer and Moderna vaccines were distributed throughout the U.S., and vaccines were first administered on December 14th. The AstraZeneca vaccine is still awaiting FDA approval and will likely not receive that until possibly mid to late April. Moderna and Pfizer are U.S. companies, though Pfizer merged with GlaxoSmithKline, a British pharmaceutical company, in 2018. Another big story for 2020 was the economic impact the coronavirus had on the economy. Here in Florence, many businesses had to scale back and some even close for a while as state and county officials struggled to deal with the ever-changing landscape of the coronavirus. Restaurants had to close, then reopen, and then close again, as did businesses like Coastal Fitness, which remains closed to this day. PPP loans were administered, which helped some small businesses cope with the lack of revenue streams, but not all who applied were able to get a loan. Agencies like Sayusla Outreach Services saw major increases in need across the area and used grant money to not only help people with utility bills, but to keep them in their homes. Results of the pandemic also saw increases in domestic violence in the Florence area, partly as a result of families being stuck at home with increased financial difficulties. Towards the end of the year, several restaurants that were forced to close to indoor dining decided to defy state regulations and open for indoor business, hoping to stem their losses from 2020. It was also an election year, and Florence had its share of controversy. Council members Joshua Green and Ron Preisler decided not to run again for city council after tensions ran high over several issues, from previous election controversies, public arts committee, global warming statements, and disagreements on how committee members were chosen. Mayor Joe Henry won another term for mayor in a close race with the businesswoman Joe Beaudreau, and 2 new members will be introduced on Monday as councilperson-elect Sally Wants and Bill Meyer are sworn in. As mentioned earlier, school closings had a big impact on the local community as educators rushed to put in a distance learning program to help students stay on track. Some policies were eased at the end of 2020 school year, allowing seniors who were currently on course to graduate to do so early, and those who were struggling were given a greater leeway to finish the courses. At the time, no one could predict how long or to what degree the impact coronavirus would have on schools, as was noted in late March by school superintendent Andy Griskowiak.
Right now, we're actually in a pretty good shape. We got out supplemental education packets before spring break. And we have our second wave ready to go out, which is good because that helps us with kind of where we are in terms of state guidance, which came out late last night, which says get ready for distance learning.
Hopes were high that school may be able to return in late April or early May. Mapleton schools suffered many of the same ills, even though enrollment was less than that of Siuslaw. Internet issues continue to plague distance learning, but headroads are being made. Those are some of the top stories of 2020. That's Coast Radio News for January 1st, 2021.